BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Friday podcast. This is like our little extra podcast that we do for you. Although I am aware that you haven't had one single Scott Mills Daily this week, so we thought we'd treat you today. I've had an amazing week. I've been on with Alice Levine this week. I was on with Matt Edmondson last week. We did this great game that she does on the weekends called Wrong Number, Right Answer. I kind of struggled with this concept, but I actually thought I did quite well. Everyone around me is telling me I did it rubbish. I thought I was all right. Basically, you have to call up a shop and have a normal conversation. But whilst you're having that conversation, you've got to slip in a little trivia question. You've got to do it in a really sneaky way. Turns out Alice is really good at it.
Right, what's my question?
Okay, the question that you have to ask is, where is the River Nile?
Oh, easy, Egypt.
Yeah, I didn't actually know that myself.
Oh, so, right, okay, so not that easy.
Fine. Yeah, I don't know if that's the easiest one ever, but, you know, we'll see.
To be honest, it doesn't matter whether we know it anyway, because whoever I'm ringing has to give me the answer. So where am I ringing?
Okay, I've lined you up a lovely cheese shop.
A cheese shop?
Yeah, I just thought of you and thought cheese.
Perfect.
I mean, like, you're just into cheese, you're not cheesy.
Good save. Let's do this.
Good afternoon, Cheese Lara. Can I help you?
Hi there. I just was wondering, I wanted to put a like a kind of cheese selection together for somebody as a present.
Right.
And I wanted to put like different cheeses from around the world on there.
Right.
So obviously like maybe like Stilton,
yes,
from England, maybe Camembert from France.
Yeah.
Where's Jarlsberg from?
We don't stock Jarlsberg, but it is a Dutch cheese.
Dutch. Do you have any Dutch cheese?
No, because we tend to have the English equivalent. Like, we have Gouda, but it's a Cornish Gouda.
Ah, oh, that, well, that could be nice, though. Okay.
We've got a Spanish Manchego.
Oh, lovely, yeah. And what? Where's... I'm being so slow. The River Nile, what country is that?
That's Egypt.
Egypt. What? Egyptian
Nothing.
Cheese? No. No, maybe...
You're going to be pushing it there,
yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay, what about anything else? Like Belgian?
I've got some German blue cheese, Montanolo, which is fabulous.
Okay.
I have an Italian dolce latte.
Delish,
and
okay.
Then I have the French. I've got the Brie de Meaux. I've got the Reblochon. I've got the Delice de Bourgogne.
Which You're just amazing. Making these up now.
No, I'm not. I promise. Honest.
But you
can help out a little bit, but can't help you with Egypt.
Okay. You actually really have helped me with Egypt. No, that's really great. Thank you so much.
That's all right. No problem.
Cheers. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
That was incredible. That was beautifully done. See what I mean? Alice was really good at it. Now, I gave this my best shot, but I think it's fair to say that I was really bad.
Okay, here's your question. What is the highest mountain in the world?
Right, okay.
Do you know the answer?
That's Everest?
It's Everest, yeah.
Okay, fine, yeah. Yeah, geography questions today, really, isn't it?
Let's just hope you've got someone who's a geography fan.
Okay, and where am I calling?
I'd like you to call, festively appropriate, a Christmas shop.
Okay, fine. So they sell Christmas decorations.
Yeah, Christmas stuff.
Okay, we'll figure this out.
Good afternoon, the Christmas shop.
Oh, hi there. Do you sell baubles?
We do.
I'm looking for some really sort of shiny perp baubles for my Christmas tree. How much are they?
What colour was you were looking for?
I mean, I was thinking red.
Well, we've got various packs of red ones. Just see how many's in this. Different shapes of red ones.
I'm thinking really sort of bulbous, you know?
Big ones, about 80 mil.
Talk to me in inches.
That's maybe about, what, over 3 inches?
3 inches, wow. I've not seen any that are as big as that yet.
We've got the 80 mil ones in all colours.
I'm just trying
to see where they are here.
That's great, because I haven't heard of any other shop that are doing them that large. Okay, if I was to travel to you,
yep.
How would I get there? Where are you based?
Where are you coming from?
I'd be coming from just outside London.
We're in Ayrshire, just outside Glasgow.
Okay, well, I could get there. I'd have to travel across a few rivers, countryside, maybe the odd mountain here or there.
Yeah, you would that, yes, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, what mountains would I pass along the way? What is the highest mountain in the world?
I don't know. What is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not in Scotland, anyway.
Is it Everest?
It could be Everest, yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Kilimanjaro, maybe? No?
Yeah. All right. Okay, well, I'd love to see you for your baubles, and I will, I'll investigate how to get there. But,
well, you'd be most welcome if you managed to get here.
Ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no river long enough. Yeah, it's really bugging me what the highest mountain in the world would be.
I think you were right with Everest, mightn't you?
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, Everest. We'll take Everest as your final answer.
Everest.
Great, brilliant. Merry Christmas. Lovely talking to you.
Right, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.
Right, bye.
Do you understand the game? You can't give him the answer.
Well, what else am I meant to do? I said, what is the highest mountain in the world?
Do you think it's Everest? Does not count as him answering.
Yeah, but you
do
said
what... Do you think if I gave you the answer Everest, you would concur?
Well, what am I meant to do? I said, what...
But don't do that on an exam at school, do they?
I'm stressing. I'm sweating now. I'm actually going red. Listen,
You're going as red as an 80 mil bauble, or whatever it was.
Right, so I did all the small talk about the baubles.
Yeah, what was that about?
Small talk. It's quite fun to play away with a different radio presenter. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's really good what me and Scott do, but occasionally it is quite nice to go with someone else and try out things that they like doing and play their games. And that's what this week's been about, and last week, of course, as well. Something else we did this week was make a couple of adverts for programmes we think Radio 1 should run over Christmas. For example, there was the Christmas Rave Lounge.
This Christmas, there's only one place to be.
The Rave Lounge.
Cue Claxon.
Join us live from Santa's Grotto in Lapland, where we'll be raving home for Christmas. I'll be joined by a very merry Annie Mac.
Wow.
A festive Fiddler Grand. And ooh, what's that?
This is my balls.
Be dog in a pear tree.
Dropping only the biggest festive beats.
Oh, that works.
Oggy, oggy, oggy.
Ho, ho, ho.
So, are you on the raving or behaving list?
It's live at 7 p.m.
And we came up with this one for Grimmy.
Ready, ho, ho, ho.
One. 'Twas the night before Nixmas, when all through the house, only one creature was stirring, the Live Lounge Mouse. The presenter's stockings were hung by the studio with care, in hopes that Nicholas Grimshaw would soon be there.
Hiya, I'm here.
Ho, 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 and all that.
That's right, Nick. Ho, 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 and all that. This Christmas, join Radio 1's very own Saint Nick.
I'm getting so hyped.
For stories by the fire. Although, not an actual fire, for health and safety reasons.
So they're out there now. It's in the boss's hands. If you want us to make these things happen, I know Alice was very keen to step in. We will invoice you, of course. Actually, probably we won't. We're too scared to. But if you want these shows made, we're happy to do it. It has been a really fun week this week. I'm looking forward to Scott coming back, of course. I miss him. But we have had a lot of fun. We did, though, get one complaint this week, and it was about the lack of a podcast. I know you guys have been suffering slightly because this week and last week, no Scott Mills Daily. We don't obviously want you to move to other podcasts, unless you're listening to that Peter Crouch podcast, which I've heard is really, really good. We want you to stick with us. So we'll be back to normal next week with Scott Mills Daily. However, we did get this complaint. It's from Grace. It says, hi, my name's Grace. Maybe we need some, like, floaty instrumental music under this to make it sound really dramatic. We'll put it on now. Hi, I'm Grace, and I'm a first-year Durham student who always relies on your podcast to sleep. Don't know how to take that. Sort of mildly offensive, but I get what you mean. I need it to sleep when I get hammered on a Wednesday because I have a Thursday 9 a.m. lecture. Totally relate. I used to enjoy the sport nights out on a Wednesday night, and Thursday 9 a.m.s I just couldn't do. I'll be honest, I didn't turn up. I go out and then I get home when I can. I've got my pizza and my cheesy garlic bread. And then what am I meant to do? I can't sleep because I'm laughing too much. If I can't then go to my 9 a.m. lecture because I'm too tired, whose fault is it? Scott Mills? Anyway, I love the podcast and the show. I listen whenever I can, and I have about 1,000 Scott Mills points to cash in, hoping for a foot spa, brackets. What a throwback. Go on, pigs. Ho! Hope you can send help. Lots of love. P.S. Your podcast has got me into multiple uncomfortable situations. Another bracket, specifically Bumbaleo. Love, Grace. Thank you, Grace. Well, I understand what you're saying. You need our podcast so that you can go and enjoy your Wednesday night out, fall asleep to us, and then blame us the next day when you have a horrendous hangover and you miss your lecture, but then blame it on us keeping you awake with the podcast. I'm going to put this out there. If you ever want to blame anything on us, as long as it's legal, feel free to. We'll take the flat for you, but please let us know about it. Email us scott.mills@bbc.co.uk because it might give us something funny to talk about on the radio. Good news, everyone. Scott is back next week. He's been on holiday. I purposefully, whilst he's been away, haven't really been messaging him all that much because I thought it'd be better to just hear everything as you guys hear it when he gets back. But I'm willing to bet two things. He comes back with a massive tan and he comes back with some kind of difference in the face. I think I actually worry this is going to be really awkward that I've said this on the podcast now. So maybe don't tell him I said this when we start the show next week. Anyway, I'm looking forward to it. The show will be back on. We've got some amazing things planned for next week, including what we are thinking might be the best Superfan Steve, if it actually happens, involves someone really, really famous. I think this might be the last time we end up doing it, if it goes how I think it might do, but could be amazing. And also, something we recorded before Scott went away, but we didn't have a chance to play it out yet. We are maybe slightly nervous about playing it to you, but we recorded something with Claude from The Apprentice, and he was not in the mood for it. Now, what I thought we could do to make this a little bit different this week is we're going to finish this podcast with a little bit of gold from back in the past, something that's kind of got lost to the history of the Scott Mills Show. We've done a lot of weird stuff, and I thought we could maybe bring back one bit of it for the podcast today. Think of it as a Christmas bonus. So here, all the way back from 2012, whoa, Olympics, opening ceremony, SEBCO, is something that I recorded and it was my Christmas song. Loads of you probably haven't heard this or don't remember. You might have heard last year and in previous years where we've played out Scott Mills and his Pigs in Blankets and his song that we made called Perfect Christmas Single. We'll no doubt be playing it on the show before too long. But I also recorded a Christmas song and I thought it was pretty good, but we just don't play it enough. So here it is, from the history books. It was my Christmas song. Goes a bit weird in the middle, but bear with it. That's it from me today. Hope you enjoyed our podcast. Back to normal next week.
Turkey crown, Brussels sprouts, Christmas pud, chocolate coins, reindeer, lots of beer, it's nearly here.
Christmas!
Nativity, wheels of cheese, Christmas trees, all the meats, mince pies, chicken thighs, family size.
Christmas!
Sweet, sherry dry, sherry nans, getting very merry, pigs in blankets, port stuffing, festive telly.
Christmas!
Snowball, baubles, fats are small, elves aren't tall, Churchill, snow might fall, it's very cool.
Christmas!
Ah, Santa, come in. I've been expecting you. Have some eggnog. Ah, Mrs. Claus, come in. Let's have some more eggnog.
Half price, cracked ice, miles and miles of carpet tiles, TVs, deep freeze.
David Bowie LPs!
Pool games, gold chains, was names and attapus, and Trevor Francis track suits from a mush and shepherd's bush.
Bush,
bush, bush, bush, bush, bush, bush, bush, bush, bush, bush, bush, bush, bush.
Christmas!
The internet is full of weird and wonderful stuff.
I like the bikes.
Almost too much of it.
Radio 1's Clickopedia.
What? If you've ever ended up down an internet black hole of cats playing nose flutes while standing up using the toilet and speaking ancient and long-lost languages, then this is the podcast for you.
I promise I'll get it, all right?
I'm Matt Edmondson, and along with some fellow internet explorers...
How big is a blowhole? Is another great question.
We're delving into the hidden depths of the web.
After an hour, you're like, wow, I'm still scrolling.
Yeah.
Clickopedia.
Download and subscribe now on the BBC Sounds app.